Yeah.
Secretary Rogers, sir.
Yeah, hello, Mr. President.
You had a long day.
Well, I started at 8 o'clock with a congressman, and I've been going like a chicken with my head cut off. But I wanted to tell you, I just got a chance to go over the press thing. I just think you couldn't have done it better. And I think what was particularly effective was what you said about the fact that some foreign governments have raised questions about the security of their own cables and that sort of thing.
Right.
Because, goddammit, it's true.
Right.
How can we, they wonder if we just allow a wholesale publication, declassification, I should say. Did you know that the documents with regard to Pearl Harbor have not been declassified yet?
Mm-hmm.
Hell no.
Isn't that something?
No. And this thing is, we can talk about somebody placing themselves above the law and all that, but on this statement thing, my feeling is, at first, I cannot say anything, I feel, because
that's
it's
right.
In the courts. I think you can, solely from,
sure.
A foreign, can you, don't you think so?
Sure. I'll be glad to say anything that would be helpful.
Well, that's right. Tonight, could I ask one thing? I don't know how they got the seating arrangement, but I really about talked myself out with Brand, I think, and maybe I think I'll try to, when we talk, we'll engage the three of us. We'll just sit and, you know, talk around. I don't know whether you're on his right or left or however.
Okay, I'll try to do the talking. I ran out of stuff to talk to him about, too, you know.
You know, I know. It's just, the only subject left is Vietnam, and I, you want to talk about that tonight, so we'll talk a little about Vietnam.
You know, I was just listening to television. The picture came over pretty good in television.
Oh, did it?
Good. Better. But, damn it, they never carry the good things. I said, when they talked about this, I have McNamara papers, I said that I was not going to get involved in passing judgment on it. I said, we've got other things to do. We're trying to get this nation out of war.
Yeah.
I said, what I would hope that when President Nixon leaves office, we can have a study made of how we got the United States out of Vietnam.
Good.
And
also, as I say, basically, this is a family quarrel.
That's it.
And I think the papers could well be called the Kennedy-Johnson papers is what they are, you know.
That's right.
Not the McNamara, basically. It's McNamara and Clifford.
Yeah, that's right.
And I've told the boys here, just call him Kennedy-Johnson, you know.
That's good. It's really a shameful.
I just can't really see how the Times could do it. Incidentally, George Hearst told Bob Finch, you know, they are the Times syndicate in California, and he made the decision there not to print it because he considered it not in the national interest.
Yeah.
I thought it would be interesting. I told the boys to check around the other Times clients to see how many of them might have done the same thing.
Yeah, that's
because that's very damn good of old George to not to do that.
Yeah. I hope this judge we got in New York is all right. He granted a temporary injunction. I mean,
you know who it is?
Yeah, his name is Murray Gerfein. I know him well.
He's Dewey's man, yeah.
He used to be in the office.
We just appointed him.
I know it, but he's also pretty
liberal.
A little liberal, and he's, I'm sure, would like to cultivate the Times, so he'll have...
Well, he also may be thinking of going up, too.
Yes.
And he damn well better act well. Okay.
All right, see you later, Mr. Thank you.